This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Lee, of course, the teams met just a few days ago, and the prices ended up being very similar to the prices we're looking at right now. West Brom actually went off slight favourites in that match, but in the end it was Villa that came out on top, winning 2-1 with that late Christian Benteke penalty after a Ben Foster howler. That was a shocker. And Saido Berahino scored in that game. You put him up at 19-10, Lee. He's 13-8 to score any time on Saturday. And his FA Cup record, very good this season. Yep. 5 goals in 3 appearances, although 4. This is a big stipulation. They did come against Gateshead.
Yes, yeah. And so you can take that with a pinch of salt. But, you know, he's still playing very well, of course. And he's back in form. He scored, as you mentioned, in the game the other night. I'd go back in again, to be honest with you. See no reason why not. Everyone's making out now, suddenly, that Tim Sherwood's the messiah. And it's a great victory, don't get me wrong. And the 3 points is absolutely huge. But the draw was the fair result, I think. You know, I think it was, you know, like you said, it was a goalkeeping error, and Benteke is taking his chance, fair enough. We said beforehand, didn't we, that Pulis would go there without too much ambition, and God, did we get that right. Well, to say they lacked ambition is a huge understatement. I don't think he'll do that this time. You know, you look at where they are in the league at the moment, West Brom. I don't think, although he wasn't brought in to get to the FA Cup final or the FA Cup semi-final, but the 13th with 30 points, many people are now saying that probably 33, 34 will be enough to keep you up. So they're going to creep over the line, aren't they, in the next few games. I don't think anyone would weaken down. I'd be interested, do you think at this stage of the competition, would anyone weaken down? Would Tim Sherwood think, well, we still need points. Can we risk, you know, more games and taking our eye off the ball when we've only got 25 points on the board?
It's more likely from that side of things, is it? Aston Villa are more likely to weaken down than West Brom. I think both sides send out full sides.
It's a derby as well, isn't it? A local derby.
And
you
Tim
can't.
Sherwood's ego surely wouldn't allow him to miss a trip to Wembley.
Well, I'll tell you what, isn't it? Didn't it stick in the throat in midweek that, you know, when Villa have been losing as they were doing regularly, it was the players getting all the stick, and then all of a sudden they've won a game and all the attention's on the manager. It was him that did it.
I tell you what, though, he has done something which I think is probably the best move he'll make this season. He's brought Cillian Petrov into the coaching team, hasn't he? And whatever he does on the coaching pitch, I don't think that matters. What a great move to get the fans fully on your side. I mean, that is a masterstroke, in my opinion. I mean, just one of those clever little things just to kind of, you know, bring a bit of unity to the club in the last few weeks of the season. As for the game, to be honest, I could see a similar result. I don't know if you can do this, DK, but do you remember a while ago I suggested that a market would... You could have a correct score either way.
Yes.
So 2-1. I think it'll be 2-1.
Okay.
I don't know who to, though. I just think it'll be 2-1. Villa's last five at home, 1-2-1, lost 2-1, 1-2-1, lost 2-1, 1-2-1. So if pushed, I'll go West Brom 2-1 for this one.
Sound like you're doing a sound check there.
It's just that, as well as reading, I can never get past 2 in my maths either. I really should have paid more attention at school. I think... You know, we often see in that, you know, when a league game is played close to a cup game, we get different results. I'm going to go for West Brom to win this one. I think West Brom at 7-4 is my bet here. I prefer them. I think they're better than Aston Villa. Didn't show it the other night, but that was the league, and Pulis goes for points in the league. I think he'll let them off the leash a little bit here, and I think they've got better players and better confidence, better goal scorers as well. So I'm going to go for West Brom to win the game, and anyone who wants a little bit of a flyer, 10-1 for 2-1.
Derek, if ever... one man was to convince us he was a few sandwiches short of a picnic, it was Tim Sherwood saying that...
Say me. Leave that alone.
Yeah, everything you've heard in the last 10 minutes.
Tim Sherwood saying that he'd rather have 3 points against West Brom than win £34 million or euros on the Euro Millions.
Well, it wasn't him, it was his wife. It would have been his wife winning the Euro Millions. Obviously, he's not going to get any of it. Euro Millions included.
Oh, by the way, check this out, right? So I was at work the other day and my wife rang and she said, I've got some good news and some bad news. All right, okay. She went, the bad news is I've opened one of your letters. Oh, gosh, that's the worst thing, isn't it? You get mail and she's in the wife's opened it. Good news is that you've got a tax rebate of 600 quid. Where's the good news? You know about it.
Exactly.
It's like if I'd have opened that, I'd have been like, I've got a tax rebate. Oh, but how much? 150 quid. And I think I'm a good man for going that high.
When the very few winnings he has, Lee, on betting, he has it in his underpants because it's the last place you'll look.
Are you watching our lives? Are we in one of those reality TV shows or something?
He's still jingling when he walks as well, Derek.
Yeah, I mean, going back to Tim Sherwood, there's just something about the guy.
I think we understand you're not having
He's a wrong'un. He's a wrong'un. I mean, you can't separate these two sides, can you, from Torquay? I mean, I watched that game in midweek and they were just, it didn't look like a Premier League game. To be honest, I actually thought, Lee said that, you know, he thinks West Brom are a better team but they didn't prove it in midweek. Well, I thought for a spell in the second half they did prove it. I thought once everything had died down, all the fever, you know, the Villa fever, I thought West Brom looked a better team and I'm surprised they lost. But I actually think they're shorter now than they were earlier on in the week. I think there wasn't a 9-4 available about West Brom earlier in the week, and now they're 7-4.
Yeah, I think the price opened up around about 2-1. When we did the podcast, it was into 19-10, and then by game time, West Brom actually went off favourites in the match on Tuesday.
After losing that game and playing the same opponents a few days later and the shorter price than they were when we last spoke about them, I can't have them. Again, it looks all over a draw to me, this one.
Yeah.
Biggest price of the three. And would anybody be in the least bit surprised? No, they wouldn't. Draw for me again.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.